It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of
you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Indeed, I can say I am a witness to the peace that comes with knowing God, to the peace that comes with being God's favorite. I don't know about you, but I can say I am God's favorite. And as God's favorite, I've come with my heart of gratitude. So if you know and you're sure that you are a favorite child of God, I want you to pour out your gratitude this morning. Let it flow out of you and let it go to the heavens. Let God hear you. Let him hear your songs. Let him hear your psalms. Let him hear the whisper from your heart. Let him feel how thankful you are this morning. Lord Jesus, we've come with our hearts of gratitude and we've come to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for strength, health. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're welcome to the ninth day in the month of October 2024. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to take our devotions and listen to what God has to tell us each and every single morning to know the mind of God. So if you're here and you have loads of questions that is running through your mind and you don't know how to ask or who to ask, this is a platform where you get answers to those questions that have lingered in your heart for so long. So I want to specially welcome you. This is not a coincidence. This is a divine orchestration. So you are welcome. And if you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm, tell your friends, family, neighbors, wake as many people as you can and share the link. Let them be partakers of today's blessing. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today is the ninth day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Wednesday. And we'll be looking at a topic that says, the meaning of life. The meaning of life. Our aim today is aim 10, in Christ alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 23 to chapter 24. Matthew from chapter 23 to chapter 24. Our memory verse today is taken from John chapter 6 verse 35. John chapter 6 verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Our Bible reading for today is taken from John chapter 10, from verse 9 to 10. John chapter 10, from verse 9 to 10. From verse 9 it says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it abundantly. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, our topic says, the meaning of life. The manual says, many people have sought to find out the real meaning and essence of life. I have discovered that the only thing that gives life meaning is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Without Christ, life has no meaning. Without Christ, a man is like a boat rocked back and forth by the waves of this world. He may pursue a variety of personal objectives, amass wealth, achieve success in one field or the other, or gain pleasure in one thing or another. But soon he will discover that they are all momentary and unsatisfying without Christ. No matter how rich you become, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10 says, the money doesn't satisfy. In Christ, you have everything you need for life and godliness, like we see in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, Apostle Paul referred to those without Christ as being dead in trespasses and sins. He said in verse 3 that they fulfill the desires of the flesh, and if anyone has lived long enough, he or she would have discovered that the desires of the flesh do not bring satisfaction. At the end of the day, what people need to gain the joy that they seek is to satisfy the burning desire to connect with their Maker, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until that is done, they will feel empty. Cars, a word, titles, and all the money in this world can never fill the void in their hearts. Until they have a relationship with Christ, their lives will remain meaningless. This is why when people become born again, all of a sudden, they will feel this inner peace that cannot be explained. What follows after is joy. Life now suddenly has a meaning. Beloved, make Christ your priority. Don't trade him for money or anything else, because it will profit you nothing if you gain the whole world and lose your soul. Like we say in Matthew chapter 16 verse 26, people who do not have Christ will only live a life of depression and chaos on earth, but they will also suffer for eternity in hell. The worst thing about hell is not the unquenchable fire and undying worms that will torture its occupants, like we see in Mark chapter 9 verse 48. It is the eternal separation from God and the regret of choosing to continue in sin, despite hearing several messages of God's salvation. Save yourself from the torment by giving your life to Christ now, if you haven't done so, and ensure you live holy henceforth. Note, if you are born again and you can make this message into a tract, put the contact detail of any FCCG parish at the back of the tract so that people can read it and have a minister of God call them for counseling and prayers. Use it to win souls to Christ. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says a life without Christ is empty. Do you want to feel that void in your life? Do you feel that emptiness inside of you? That emptiness can be filled with the joy, the peace you desire this morning That is why I want to lead you to Christ. And I want to show you the peace that passes all understanding. That is Jesus Christ. So if you are here and you are yet to give your life to Christ, you are still in the middle of your decision, or you've given your life to Christ and for one reason or the other, you've gone back to the world, this is another opportunity for you to surrender your life to Christ and make him your personal Lord and Savior. So say after me, if you'd like to do this and take this step of faith. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I ask that you cleanse me of all my sins and make my heart your habitation. Make my heart your dwelling place. Make me yours. Redeem me, Lord. Revive me and restore me. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I want to tell you that this is not the last step that you need to take in giving your life to Christ. Now that you've taken this bold step, it's only beautiful that you further and deepen your relationship with Christ. And how can you do this? You can do this by visiting any Bible-believing church around you. But if you're having difficulty locating any Bible-believing church around you, we can do that for you. All you need to do is to send us a DM on Instagram. PraisePalaceRadio_UK. PraisePalaceRadio_UK. Send us a DM and we will like to talk to you. Just say in the DM, my name is, and I gave my life to Christ. There is joy in heaven because you've given your life to Christ today. And I'd like to welcome you to the family of Christ. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. And if today's Open Heaven has been a blessing, this is an avenue for you to win souls to Christ. This is an avenue to bless somebody that you've been waiting to come to the fold of Christ. Send this message to them, and how can you do that? You can do that by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT. You can join us for our Open Heaven devotion, as well as other amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. You can also download our mobile app. This will give you easy access to the radio station. Praise Palace Radio on Android. Praise Palace Radio on Apple devices. Download the mobile app to join us today. Thank you for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day.
And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.